There's a boy named Gary and a boy named Wes. They'll make you laugh more than all the rest. You turn up the volume and giggle fast when you listen to the Thick Boys podcast. Thick boys, we're having a blast. They're talking about dookie, boobies, and ass. Thick boys, can't catch my breath. They're gonna make me laugh to death. They bitch about Star Wars, they bitch about food. They're all around just two bitchin' dudes. You keep on listening every week, no matter how much the episode stinks. Thick boys, we're having a blast. They talk about dookie, boobies, and ass. Thick boys, can't catch my breath. They're gonna make me laugh to death.
And we're live.
Look at that.
For real this time. I know there's been a couple of episodes where we've like started out and we said we're live, but now we're actually live this time.
We've teased it.
Yeah, this is a real thing.
For 3 years now.
Hello, everybody.
Hi,
hello.
Everyone.
I was thinking about the other day.
Your mic's blocking like your entire face.
Do what?
I said your mic's blocking your entire
face. Oh, okay. If you guys can hear Aaron, he's running the boards for us, so he's going to let me know if I'm on screen or if I need to move my mic. How's this? Is this better? Okay.
All right.
Okay. Anyway, this is good. Okay. All right. Yeah. So this is our first live stream. This is episode 100. Hello and welcome, everybody. I don't know who to look at.
I'm just going to look at you.
Okay. Yeah. Usually when we record, we're like directly facing one another. No. But now it feels like I'm doing like you should be doing a tell all.
Feels like we're giving a TED talk.
Yeah. But yeah, we've got Aaron. He's running the boards for us. He's going to be reading out any chats or anything like that. So we should be good there. Also, I hope you all enjoyed the intro. That was a fun thing. I stumbled across, you guys maybe saw me post about it on the Facebook page. It was that song about taking a shit on the company's dime. I thought it was a guy who, sorry, I'm setting a timer. I thought it was a guy who like would make, he would make those vinyl, like those album covers first, and then he would write a song to go with it because it was so convincingly good. Like it sounded like a real song. And then like, there was like this one little thing that like kind of made me think like, this might be AI.
Yeah.
Like there's something AI about this. And I looked it up and it was, he was using a thing called Suno AI. And I started playing around with it yesterday, and that's how we got the 90s intro for the one that just played. And then, of course, I used Bing Image Creator to make out the like little slideshow images and everything. before the stream started, me and Wesley and Aaron were all sitting down here, and we were playing around with that AI, and Wesley told it to make... He told it to make a...
Was it a new metal song?
You said new metal song about taking a sweaty dump. And I'm not going to play it right now, but I do want to read the lyrics. Because it comes up with the lyrics and everything. The lyrics are, burning within a twisted decay, in the depths of my bowels, a putrid display. Sweat drips down in this moment of pain, unleashing the fury of fecal hurricane. But like, it's just so funny. And like, as it was going on, we were just dying laughing. but I want to post that on the Facebook page.
Yeah, we should put it on the Facebook page and like the YouTube page. We could like create like another channel or something.
It's like it's actually really good though. Like, as far as like the music that it makes,
it's really good.
And like, as far as like, of course, if you tell it to make dumb lyrics, it's gonna make dumb lyrics.
Yeah.
But like, even the lyrics and everything, it's all really good. What was yours? It was a country song about two gay cowboys or whatever.
It was two cowboys having gay sex.
It was, the lyric was, in the arms of a man who discovered his truth. Oh, yeah, but it was so funny.
You know what we should do is we should, like, on the Facebook page, we should do, like, user submissions. And then we should
give out.
Yeah, because you can do it for free. So.
Yeah, it's totally free. It's called Suno AI. Suno AI.
Yeah, we'll have to put like a link to the site and then have people come up with their own.
Yeah.
And then we'll like feature them. Yeah. Maybe we can like feature them like at the end of the
podcast. At the end of the episode. Yeah, oh, yeah, that would be good. Yeah, we get user submissions. That would be a lot of fun. I think we should do that.
They're asking if y'all can drop your mics down just a little bit.
Drop them down?
Yeah.
Let's see.
This better?
Yeah.
How about now?
There you go.
Is this better?
Okay. Yep.
Cool. Yeah, everybody on the live stream, everybody in the chat, people in the chat, let us know if you guys can hear us well enough, like if there's any audio problems, because we don't know. Like while I was down here setting this up, like I couldn't figure out how to get audio to come out through our speakers so I could actually hear if this was working or not.
Yeah.
So as of right now, we're just going to have to assume that it is.
Well, it seems like, I mean, I haven't seen anything in the chat yet about people not being able to hear us, yeah. So I'm going to assume that that's...
But at least they can see us. They told us to lower our mics down a little more.
They said the gay cowboy movie was better, so I'm assuming they can hear you.
Who said that?
Chris.
Chris. Shout out to Chris. But yes, hello everybody and welcome. We had a suggestion. Somebody wanted you to tell the story about you shooting the deer.
Yeah. So about, I don't know, it was probably in late January, early February, was the first deer that I've ever shot. Yeah, I've gone hunting a bunch of times.
Yeah.
But it's mostly just me falling asleep in the stand. I'm sure there's like, probably been plenty of deer like walk by me. Because
there's nothing going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was me and Dad, and we were sitting out in the stand. We had gone earlier that morning, and we hadn't seen anything. And so we went, and we had like lunch, and then we came back out to the stand. It was starting to get like dusk. So you could tell it was starting to get dark.
Yeah.
And, all of a sudden, there's just this doe pops up and just walks out to where, like, essentially where we're sitting at. It's
right,
like probably 50 yards away.
Yeah. And easy shot, 50 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, and Dad, like, nudges me, and I see it walk over. It goes behind a tree, and then it comes out. And so I forgot to fix the magnification on the scope. So
oh, you like crazy zoomed in?
Yeah, so I was like zoomed all the way in.
Oh, shit.
So I'm sitting there, and I look through the scope, and all I see is just brown.
Yeah.
So I'm like panicking, trying to search for where should I shoot this deer at?
Like, you don't know if you're shooting it like in the neck.
Shoot in the ass.
Stomach. Yeah. It's like, oh.
So I finally like find where the elbow is at, and I just point it like directly behind where the elbow is, and I shoot, and then of course it. I kill the deer. The deer hits the ground.
Clean kill.
Yeah, it's a clean kill.
Clean kill.
It doesn't get up.
Yeah.
And so, and Dad's like nudging me. He's like, you did it. And then he turns, and I'm just like dazed.
Yeah.
Because in my panic, I put the scope right up against my face like this. And it was a good thing I had my glasses on.
Yeah.
Because it smacked the glasses, but then it also bashed me in the forehead.
Yeah, like pressed it into your face. Yeah.
So I had like a big cut, and I start just like bleeding. And he was like, are you not excited? It's like, I'm concussed.
I have a concussion.
It was like out of Saving Private Ryan, where it's just like,
oh,
that ringing.
Where there's like a guy like carrying an arm. I know, like, the same thing happened to Dad probably about a year or so before you did it, where he got scope bit, and it hit him, like, in between the eyes. And it was funny, because, like, where it busted him, like, it looked like a swastika. It looked like somebody took a little pocket knife.
It's like
Charles Manson.
It's like, oh, no. Yeah.
Have you ever seen that video of Charles Manson where they did all those interviews with him, you know?
No.
Like the CIA did or whatever. I guess they wanted to see how their product was working. But there's this interview with him, and it's like, I want to say, I mean, out of context, whatever. I mean, can it even be in context? It's Charles Manson. He's an insane person.
He's high on LSD.
Yeah, he's got like a permanent LSD trip. Yeah. But like in the video, he's like, he like leans over the table and he goes, "Are you mad? Do you feel blame? Are you wishful thought to watch for any bar for future?" He just goes on for like a minute, just like all this crazy noise. And you're just like, man, they fucked that guy up.
Yeah. You imagine, like, that's probably, like, what they put in, like, the Reefer Madness videos.
Reefer Madness, yeah. Yeah, this is what pot will do to you. Like, a little bit of weed will do this to you.
Yeah. No, not the CIA's mind control drug.
There was, in the news recently, there was a story about a girl who, she stabbed her boyfriend, like, 100 times or something
Good God.
Like that. And she got, Well, I won't say she got off. She got like, she didn't have to like go to prison. Yeah. I'm pretty sure she got like a very light sentence, but they said that she was suffering a psychotic break because of marijuana. So she didn't get like anything really. They could basically stab her. She stabbed him 100 times.
Yeah, 100 times.
Yeah. There she was like, oh, she didn't know what she was doing. I feel like you'd sober up around stab 50 or so.
When you said got off, I thought she was like, oh!
She's got one of those little, what are the roses? Stabbing him. Every time I have ever done weed, it was like every time I've ever done weed, like I've only ever actually like like smoked weed like twice. One was at the apartment, and then we went to get McDonald's, and that wasn't so bad. Yeah. But the first time I ever did it was I talked about it on the podcast Ronald before. McDonald's. Was the Ronald McDonald insanity moment, right? Where I was driving home 25 miles an hour in the fast lane, and I was like pressed into the back of my seat, like I thought I was going so fucking fast. But like, it made me feel a little paranoid. Like, yeah. I didn't like how I felt. Like, I was sober enough to realize, like, I don't like
yeah, I don't like this. Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, I didn't, like, have a psychotic break and stab a person 100 times. Or, like, eat somebody's fucking face like that dude down in, what was it, Miami that happened a couple years back?
It makes me wonder, too, that I know that back in the day, like, they had, like, that fixed was like salvia or like salvia, spice or whatever was.
Yeah,
I know that like people experience like the, psychotic like
legal weed or whatever.
Yeah, they experience like psychotic breaks on that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think it was. I think I'm not going to say their name, but I will say one of my friends had like they smoked that shit and like they experienced a lifetime. They were like laying on their bed or something, and I'm sure I'm telling this wrong, but they're like laying on their bed or something, and like they smoked it or whatever, and then like fell through their bed, and they were like in an alternate reality, and it like lasted a whole lifetime, and then like when they like died in that lifetime, they came to in the real world, and they were just like really fucked up by it.
What if like when you die, like you come to and you're smoking, you're like son of a bitch,
it's like a whole other world, like the reality of it settles in or whatever. Like what was that thing on? What was that game they played in the arcade on Rick and Morty, where it was like you live? It was called Ron.
Oh yeah,
or something like that. No, Roy. It was called Roy. Yeah, where you lived like a whole other lifetime. I've always wondered about that, like out of body experiences, right?
Yeah.
Like I know that a lot of people will go and have like DMT trips or whatever. Like they'll go. Do you smoke DMT? I don't know. How do you do DMT? It's a tree bark, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's like the stuff off the back of that frog, isn't it?
I think that's a different thing. I thought DMT was like they've scraped it off of a purple tree.
I mean, if you licked that frog, you might be scraping stuff off a purple tree later.
But I think you smoke DMT. I think that's how you do it. I wouldn't know. But people who do DMT will have like... They'll have that, like that'll happen to them. Like, they'll have like these out of body experiences where they experience like a whole other life.
Really?
Like, from front to end. Yeah, like, but in the span of like, a, you know, an hour and a half, however long they're actually high for. Or
whatever. No. You're like naked rolling around.
Yeah, you're just like, ah, yeah. You're like the Prince of Egypt or some shit. But like, I've never enjoyed the feeling of not being in control.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like smoking weed, you know, props to people who do it every day. I couldn't do it every day. Like I don't like feeling that way.
Damn.
And you know, when we went to Gatlinburg this past January or whatever. I haven't been there in like a couple of years, but we pulled in like into like downtown Gatlinburg, mm-hmm. and I remember we saw a weed store, like And I was like, is weed, like, legal? Because we had just went to New Orleans, and weed is legal. Yeah. Like, across
like
the board.
In the city, right?
Yeah, across the city. Like, across the board, legal. Weed is legal. Yeah. Like, there were, like, little, like, food trucks, like, going up and down, like, Bourbon Street selling weed. I know they're making...
with the jambalaya. Yeah,
gross.
Weed balaya.
Weed balaya. Weed wumbo. Like, what a wumbo or weumbumbo? Gumbo? I don't know. Something, there's a joke there somewhere.
Wumbo.
Wumbo. but yeah, so we were in Gatlinburg, and there was the weed store, and like, we were curious about it, because I was like, is weed actually legal here? And so we Googled it, and they were like, no, weed is not legal here. So they're like, well, there's, I'm looking right at it. Like, yeah. There's a cop there, and there's a weed store right there.
Yeah,
you're telling me it's,
they're not busting it, yeah. So.
And so like the day before we left, I went in there, and I was like, I got to know what the deal is.
Yeah.
Like, how are you guys getting away with this? And I went, I walked up. Well, actually, I walked in the front of the store, and just to the right, like in the glass window, there's weed plants, which are like little trees. I didn't know they were actually trees. I've heard them like be called tree before, like that.
No.
But I always assumed it grew off of like a little shrub.
No.
Like a little bush. Like, I didn't know it was like an actual tree branch, like with like, you know, with like branches coming off of it. But we walked in, and the people operating the store look about like how you would expect them to.
No,
they were wearing like Grateful Dead t-shirts and shit like that. And I walked up to this girl, and I was like, so, I was like, I probably sound like a narc asking this. But I was like, can you tell me, like, how are you not getting in trouble? Like, how are you allowed to do this? And like, she gave us this whole big spiel about like, if they harvest the bud before a certain time, and if they don't cook it at a certain temperature, it doesn't technically classify as THC. It classifies as like some other
derivative
or whatever. And it's like the THC is actually what's illegal, but like this version of it is totally legal. And I guess it is, because there was like 5 weed stores all up and down downtown Gatlinburg, right next to fucking Kilwin's. But there's like little kids walking around. But like, in the back of the store, there was a dab bar where you could go. You could go and you could pay $10 to hit a fucking bong. Yeah,
how odd.
It was very strange. I just never thought. I never thought it was something I'd ever see. Like
in Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Like it would be maybe something in like Venice Beach, California.
Yeah,
or something.
It definitely seemed very California. Yeah. Right? Was it Colorado that legalized weed first?
Recreationally, they were the first.
But yeah, it definitely seems like a more, you know,
West Coast
liberal kind of thing. Yeah. Not like in the heart of the fucking Appalachian Mountains.
I mean, you assume like they have like moonshine places right up the road from it. It's like, what's the fucking difference at this point?
I think the thing about moonshine is like, you know, those places have like a business license and they pay taxes and they.
No.
You know, they probably have like a health inspector that comes and looks at the vats and all that stuff. But like the stuff that was illegal was probably like, you know, Cletus and Peepaw out in the woods fucking boiling it in a fucking horse tray.
It was like some copper they stripped out of somebody's house.
Yeah. God, you remember the house across the lake from Mom and Dad? Those meth
is that
heads,
the one that blew up?
Meth heads went in there, stripped all the copper out of it, and blew it up with, I guess, a meth bomb or something. I don't know what it is about meth that makes it explode, but it's very volatile.
I guess it's just like all the different chemicals that they put together.
That reminds me. So we've talked about 1,000 Ways to Die a couple times on the podcast. Do you remember that one episode where they were showing that guy who was making meth and like...
He's making like in a Coke bottle, wasn't he?
Well, no, he had like these two little Tupperware containers, and it was two things. So he had like, you scrape something off of a match, that the red
is it
off
like
of a
the,
match, red phosphorus, I think it is. You scrape that off, and I'm not teaching anybody how to make meth.
The meth hour.
This was on TV, so this is where I got it from. But you like, they like, he was like scraping that shit off into like a little red, into like a little Tupperware. So he had this little Tupperware of like red dust, right? And then right next to that, he had like a little red, a little Tupperware of like flavor powder, right? And he was
Kool-Aid.
Well, yeah, I guess he had like gum that he kept chewing,
yeah.
And he would dip it in the flavor powder and put it in his mouth and chew it.
Yeah.
But then According to A Thousand Ways to Die, what happened was he accidentally dipped it in the red phosphorus, and when he stuck it in his mouth and bit, it exploded and blew his head off. And I know that, like, those episodes were, like, exaggerated or whatever, so the truth of it is probably nothing like that.
Yeah.
But they were like, what if we just made up a story about a dude who blew his head off with a piece of chewing gum?
Was it, the one I remember the most was, it was, like, this lady. That was, like, out in front of her house, like, sunbathing. I guess she was, like, out there trying to, like, woo the road workers.
The pool boy?
Yeah. Bulldozer guys who work on the road, like, in her house. And the guys were, like, looking at her, like, and they had the concrete saw, like, you know, fucking around or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And the saw came off the machine and, just fucking cut her in half.
Yikes. Like, hamburger or hot dog style?
I think hamburger
style. Yeah. You like that the EMT gets on TV, he's like, we got a hamburger 19 out here. That reminds me, like, did you see, I don't know if I sent it to you, but it was that video, the blade coming off the concrete saw.
Yeah.
This dude, like, he's walking into, like, a convenience store, and, like, two seconds after he closes the door, this concrete saw blade, which I don't know if anybody listening has never seen one. They're, like, no shit, like, this big around, and, like, you know, me and Aaron both have been around them because, you know, we work in gas, people had to cut the road all the time, but I've never seen them come off, so I don't know how that happens, but 2 seconds after he walks in the store, this concrete saw blade comes flying across the parking lot and, like, embeds itself in the door jamb.
Yeah.
Like, right where he was standing. And, like, if that would have hit him, that would have been fucking game over.
No.
It probably would have went through him, first of all. It's like, like that scene from Wild Wild West, you know, where they're running through the cornfield
where he's got the thing on his neck. Yeah.
That scared the hell out of me when I was a kid.
You know, you would think that there would be, like, a lot of, like, security features involved with making sure that those are secured properly.
Yeah, it's a giant spinning metal blade.
Yeah, you know? Giant blade of death.
Yeah. It's like, what is it, Soft Stop? You ever see where those guys will, it's like the little brake pad.
Yeah.
On, like, a table saw. And, like, it can sense, I think it uses electricity, right?
No.
It senses, like, if you ground out the saw, like, even, like, a half of a second.
Yeah.
And that little brake will clamp onto the saw real fast. But, like, they keep showing videos. Like, they'll show videos of, like, the guy testing it. He takes, like, a hot dog.
Yeah.
And he's like, check it out. He sticks the hot dog on there. And the hot dog's not even harmed.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know,
the one time that you go to stick your finger.
Yeah, it's not going to work. Yeah. Or, like, you just have, like, a finger that doesn't conduct electricity. But, like, yeah, I see these videos of you guys testing these things out with fucking hot dogs. I've never seen anybody test it out with their finger.
Or their wiener.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't put that on YouTube. That'd have to go on Pornhub or something.
You just, like, blur it out.
Do you think there's anybody doing that kind of content on Pornhub? Not specifically sticking their wieners in saw blades, but, like, testing out, like, doing reviews for things?
Like a wiener review?
Like, hey, guys, I've got Brad here with me today. Like, unboxes his wiener. No, I mean, like, you know, there's sexy time products and stuff. There's got to be somebody doing reviews, right?
Yeah, I mean, everybody does reviews on everything, so.
Yeah. I know. I've seen it on, like, I feel like I've seen it on Facebook, actually, where...
That's bold.
Well, you remember that one time I sent you that screen recording? I was going through videos on Facebook, and this ad popped up for, like, boner pills, but it was, like, half of it was, like, hardcore pornography.
Oh, yeah,
it was on Facebook, and I couldn't fucking believe what I was seeing. I was like...
You would think that, like, somebody would catch that before.
Yeah, there's got to be some kind of, especially with AI and everything. Because I imagine they use AI for a lot of that stuff now.
No.
What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So I've seen ads before where you can get a mold made of your wiener.
No.
Like, they send you, like, this, like, you know, you do, like, your teeth for a retainer. Yeah. I think it's the same idea. Like, you get a cylinder of goo and you stick your boner in there. And then you take it out and you ship it off, and they fill it up, and then, like, you have, like, a marital aid in the shape of your wiener.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I guess you can gift it to your partner. And I was like, you know, I think if somebody's going to choose either you or a fake version of you, they're probably going to choose the real you.
I would think
But if they don't want to do you, they're not going to do the fake version of you.
Yeah, right.
Like, I want, you know what I want? A worse version of you.
I feel like you'd get it back and open it up, like, oh.
You'd be like, really? I wonder if they mess with people like that.
It's like, man, this thing's all balls.
That's really funny.
imagine the person that like works at the company that makes those.
Yeah.
Like, imagine like their LinkedIn profile.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like, well, it would be like some industry term. Material and product organizer.
Yeah.
Or like quality assurance, assembly line quality assurance, or something like that. It wouldn't be like called like wiener maker. It's funny when you see, like, I've seen, like, posts before where people have been, like, trying to fill a job position, and they'll go on LinkedIn, and they'll find people who will put shit on their resume, like, they were, like, a Reddit mod.
Ugh.
Yeah, for, like, I don't know, r/assholes.
Ugh.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, I did this for about 6 years.
It's like, that's all you did?
Yeah, you looked at assholes for 6 years? This is a Starbucks.
Yeah, sir. Is it like maybe you have better luck down at Spencer's? Like,
yeah. So I know you can do wiener molds, and I know you can also do molds of your beehole.
And for what?
Well,
purpose?
I think specifically that is you make a mold of your beehole and you send it off to someone somewhere gets it.
Yeah.
And they make chocolate with your beehole mold. Not like black mold, like mold growing in your beehole, the mold of your beehole. And then they make little milk chocolates and they send those back to you. And I guess you can eat chocolate that was made in a mold that was stuck to your asshole.
Why would you, like, I just imagine like someone like pitching them on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Be like, now, well, hold on.
I'm asking for $500,000 for a 2% stake in chocolatestarfish.com. Oh, that reminds me. We're supposed to dress up for this.
Yeah. I forgot to go to...
Oh, yeah.
To, what's the Lids or whatever it is?
Lids? Were you going to go to Lids and get like a whole ass hat? Wesley was going to dress up as Fred Durst.
Yeah, Fred Durst.
And my thing, I was going to do... camouflage shorts and like a button up like flame shirt.
Yeah.
And I was gonna wear like my little leather cuff or whatever. Yeah. If I had hair, I'd fucking spag it up, but I don't. So I used to wear a flame shirt. It was common in the rotation.
Yeah, you had clothes. Two of them. There was like one that was just flames, and there was like another one that was like a flame dragon, wasn't it?
Was it a flame dragon?
I feel like you had two of them.
I remember. I thought I only ever had one. It was during middle school, and like mom and dad let me go to middle school, of all places, wearing a fucking flame button-up shirt.
Looking like Guy Fieri.
Like Guy Fieri. Yeah.
That silky material.
Yeah, yeah, and it was like really tight too. Like it sucked up under my tits real bad. It was like, welcome to Flavortown. I just got called the F word by everybody. But yeah, I mean, so I was gonna do that, but like I tried to look for one.
No,
like you can't find them anywhere. Like, of course, because nobody's fucking wearing them,
right?
But then like I looked online, and it was like,
surely you could go to Hot Topic and get one.
I don't even know if you could get one in Hot Topic, but I looked online, like on Amazon, and they were like $40-$50. I was like, I'm not spending that kind of money on a flame T-shirt. Like, maybe $5.
Yeah, maybe.
And that's a hard maybe, yeah. But not fucking 50. You're out of your mind.
It's like, yeah, I don't care about the gag that much.
Yeah. I had a package delivered for Mary's birthday. Mary's birthday is next weekend. So shout out to Mary. Happy early birthday. I had a package delivered, and it was supposed to arrive on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a notification. I got like a text message from Walmart. They're like, "Hey, congratulations! Good job, I guess. your package is delivered. And I went outside, and I went, you know it, no okay, package. Yeah. So I texted Mary, and I was like, hey, I was like, they marked my package as delivered, but like it straight up is not here. And Mary was like, yeah, they do that sometimes. They're like, just give it 2 days, and it might show up. And I was like, lame.
No.
So like I went on Walmart's website, and even Walmart was like, yeah, give it 2 days. Like sometimes it shows up 2 days after we said that it would be there. That's just how we operate.
It's like, what?
We're not going to get any better. It's just how it is.
Yeah.
So 2 days go by, and it still wasn't here. And I called Walmart. Well, I was like, well, I guess I need to get like a
refund,
or a replacement or something. And I called them, and they had access to a picture that I didn't get of the package being delivered. And it was just like the side of someone's house. And I was like,
threw it up against somebody's house?
I was like, where is this? And like the more I looked at it, I figured out it was my neighbor across the street that's got like the big white stairs going up.
No.
Yeah, it was that package right there. But I was like, okay, they've had my package for 2 days. It's got my name and my address on it.
No.
I was like, I'm going to go over there and just ask them, like, hey, do you have my package?
No.
And like, I was like, hopefully they'll be neighborly about it. And they were. But I was like, you know, I told Mary I was going to go over there. And she was like, immediately was like, oh my God, you're going to get shot. But like, yeah, they were cool about it. The guy that had it, I think he wasn't able to get around very well.
Right.
So, and it would have been hard for him to come all the way down. So he was cool about it. But yeah, I've had stuff delivered, especially, I don't know what it is about living here. Stuff gets delivered to each other's houses really badly around here. And like, I remember one time, Mary was out of town, and I really wanted a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
No.
Like, I really wanted one, but I didn't want to go get one. You know, it's just like before the Popeye's in Villa Rica was open.
No.
And so I had it DoorDashed.
Lord, how far away is that?
The closest one's in Hiram.
Oh, so well, like that's not that far.
25 minutes or so. But either way, I paid like $35 for a chicken sandwich. I think it was like, that was the last time I ordered anything for myself on DoorDash. I was like, this is unreasonable. But like, I tipped really well. I tipped like $8.
No.
Because I understand how it works. I used to do DoorDash, right? If you don't tip, you were like the last in line to get your shit. And it didn't show up. Well, it didn't get delivered. It didn't show up at all. It didn't get delivered until like an hour later.
No.
So it had been sitting under a heat lamp in Popeyes for God knows how long. And the woman who delivered it like three houses down.
Oh, nice.
Now, mind you, there are numbers on the front of these houses and on the mailboxes that'll tell you exactly where you need to go and exactly where to drop crap off at. And so I texted the lady, or the DoorDash driver. I was like, I texted her and I was like, hey, you know, you said you dropped off my sandwich, but I don't see it.
No.
And she was like, oh, I must have dropped it off at the wrong house. Sorry.
What?
And I was like, well, can you bring it to me? And she was like, sorry, I already left the neighborhood. I was like,
what, so now it's on me?
I was like, were you on like a horse? You're in a car. Turn your ass around. Go get my fucking sandwich. So like, it's like at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, now I got to walk down the fucking street in the middle of the night and like go up on somebody's house, like on the porch of somebody's house and take a package. And so like the house that I walked up to had a Ring doorbell camera and like I saw my bag sitting there and I walked up and I grabbed it. I looked into the camera and I was like, I didn't know what to say. So I just went sandwich. I said, sandwich. And I went to turn around. I said, this was mine. And I really want to ask them if they have the footage of that, because I know I look like a fucking psychopath. Because, like I was just bald. I was, like, wearing slippers, and I had, like, shorts on and, like, a muscle shirt. And I was like, my sandwich.
I was like, let him have it. Where we live at is like on like a corner.
Yeah.
And then so we're like the corner lot. And then like as you go up, it like turns into a hill.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody lives on this hill.
Yeah.
And so everybody's driveways are like this. They go straight up.
Right.
And so like Amazon and like United States Postal Service has taken to giving us their packages.
Yeah.
And then making us walk up there to give it to them because they don't want to walk up there.
They make you deliver those your neighbor's packages?
Yeah, they keep dropping off our neighbor's packages at our house. Be like, I'm not walking up there. I'm going to make them do it.
Or aren't they in a truck?
Yeah.
Can't you just drive the truck up there?
You would think.
That's fucking crazy. Maybe it's because you did it the one time, and they're like, oh, this guy's cool. He'll just deliver them.
Like, yo, fuck
this like
guy.
This unspoken thing. They think you're like this cool guy about it. You're like, fuck these people. Aaron's first house. Do you remember the driveway?
Oh, yeah.
Aaron's first house had a driveway that was like, how long was your driveway? It wasn't super long, but man, it was steep.
Yeah, it was pretty 70,
80 foot, but.
Yeah, but it was like 70, 80 degrees.
Yeah.
It's the sole reason we moved.
Yeah, we moved because of that driveway. It was fucking crazy. Like, his front yard was the same way, too. It was like a straight slope, like, from his, like, sidewalk all the way down to the curb.
Was it the second house y'all had? That guy came over, like, was trying to chase somebody with a katana? Or, like, sword or something?
Yeah, someone got attacked with a sword, yeah.
Yeah, the EMTs got attacked by a sword.
The EMTs got attacked by a sword.
Yeah, because before that, he went to the neighbor's house. Got into some fight with the husband, and supposedly the wife shot him in the dick. and then he went back to his house. The EMTs came, and he attacked them with a sword. And then the cops shot him.
So he had a bullet hole in his wiener, and he grabbed a sword.
You would think getting shot in the wiener would take the fight right out of you.
Yeah, let alone go grab a fucking sword and attack the EMTs with it. It's like, I got a little fight left in me. You think a bullet hole in the dick's going to slow me down?
He's like, good for me. My dick's real little. And he totally missed.
It wasn't much to shoot at all. Well, we're a little bit into the podcast now. We've got, we have two Super Cringe Thursdays that we need to talk about.
Yes.
What was the first one? The second one was Anime Club. What was the first one?
The first one was the Starbucks girl.
Starbucks girl. Okay. That one, y'all, that one is like, I wish like, okay. So when we were setting up this live stream, we kind of figured out that we could do a thing where we could all watch a cringe video together.
No.
So maybe if we do another one of these in the future, which we probably will, we'll do that. But I wish we could show it so you guys could see.
No.
But if you haven't seen it, it's this girl. It's called Starbucks Girl. And she's sitting in her car, and she went and she bought some Starbucks stuff. And she's just like, she's just acting like, what is she acting like? Like a loser. But she's being really cringy. Yeah. She's just being cringy. It's like pure cringy. She's like,
it's like all the facial expressions.
Yeah, well, it's a combination of the facial expressions and the little voices that she's doing and the things she's saying.
Is it just
she
like,
uses the word numbs?
Is it just like the people that grew up with like? Are they trying to emulate like cartoon characters?
That's what it seems like. That's what it seems like. She's acting like a cartoon character.
Yeah.
And in the post, I had said like, you know, with a little bit more work, she could be like Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, like he's very, you know, he's doing all this in the movie or whatever. She's doing that in her car. But like,
end up looking like a fucking bozo.
it's pure cringe.
No.
Like
bad.
There aren't a lot of layers to it. It's just pure cringe. But like, I've always, some of the best ones happen in people's cars.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, people like to act very cringy in their car.
Like the Oakley guy in the truck.
The Oakley guy.
Yeah, there's always, remember there was like back in the day, there's always like, I'm the wolfhound or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and the sheepdog. Like,
yeah, the sheepdog wolfhound or whatever.
Because of that fucking movie, American Sniper or whatever.
And so you'd have like a bunch of guys like with chain necklaces on.
Yeah.
And they'd sit in there like.
The white framed Oakleys. Yeah.
With like their Ram 2500.
Yeah. And that was a profile picture.
Yeah.
And it was everybody's fucking profile picture was like from this like three-quarter angle in their driver's seat of their truck. That's how you know they're going to say something fucking stupid.
But it's like the same guy's like, I want to join the military, but I would punch the drill
instructor. Yeah. I wouldn't have let the drill instructor talk to me that way. I would have been too much of a badass. You're just fat. You're just fat, bro. Like, I'm a fat guy. Like, come on, let's be honest here. Let's be honest with ourselves. But I've always wondered about, like, what would I do? I've never seen a video where somebody caught someone right. like in the act of doing something cringy in their car.
Right.
But it seems like just from what I've seen, these people don't like find like a dark place to like to pull over
no,
and
they're
do
like
this.
The third row.
Yeah, they're like right in the middle of everyone.
Right out front of a fucking Shake Shack.
Yeah. You know, one thing I really hate is like all these videos nowadays where the ones I've seen is like a man and a woman, and they're like just throwing a bunch of shit in like a turkey roaster.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like dinner time life hack, and she'll throw like raw pasta, raw chicken, like one can of soup, some crackers, some shredded cheese, and like it just keeps going, like barbecue sauce, and they're like, oh, the kids love this. Like, it's very clear you've never made this. Right. You're just making shit up on the fly. But what I hate is the husband or whatever that's filming. He's like, he keeps like doing this, like it's this crazy zoom in and out thing. And it makes me sick. I hate it. Yeah. It's like, this already sucks bad enough. Yeah. Why are you doing that?
He's like, I've seen a Michael Bay movie before.
Yeah. He's like down on the ground, like doing like the slow pan around. Yeah, I hate those videos too, where they're like, and then like she'll bake it and she'll be like, ooh, and she's like stirring it around, but it's like undercooked.
Yeah. Ugh.
She's like, it's so good, but like nobody ever takes a bite.
Yeah. And they throw in the trash and go get Zaxby's.
Yeah. And they made $20,000 off that stupid video. I hate those. And you see them a lot too. And they're really all over Facebook is where you see them.
No.
You don't see them on YouTube so much. It's like this.
You
like,
used to.
It's like this straight to Facebook content.
No.
It's
like straight to home video.
Yeah, straight to Facebook, yeah. It's just so annoying.
Well, I mean,
like,
I guess you got to know your audience.
I guess. But the crazy thing is they'll have like multiple hundreds of millions of views.
Yeah.
Like I'll come across these videos, they're just so dumb. And everyone in the comments is agreeing like how dumb it is. Like there's no one like, oh, this is great.
Everybody just hate watching it is what's happening.
It's what it is, a bunch of hate watching, yeah. It's like that movie, The Producers, where they tried to make the awful play, but everybody loved it.
Oh yeah,
it's kind of like the opposite of that.
No,
it's just annoying, and I hate it. And it's just like, you know, at least take some solace that everybody else hates it too. But the fact that they made so much money off of it is what's really irritating. No. You know,
I mean, I guess like I said, you got to know your audience.
I guess so.
I think most
couldn't be me. Couldn't be me.
It must be like some way that like Facebook and YouTube's like algorithm.
Yeah.
Essentially just their if-else statements work.
Yeah.
So it must just be that how it pushes that content must be different. Or maybe people use those platforms for different reasons.
Yeah.
Maybe people get on Facebook because they like to hate.
Yeah. Like, well, I like to instigate fights.
Yeah, hate book.
You know, you'll see me on groups sometimes where I'm just like picking a fight with somebody.
Whereas like I think YouTube's more of like, people like put it on the background or they'll use it for like learning how to do something.
Yeah. Really, the only stuff that I like actively watch on YouTube is like, for one, if I'm trying to fix something, or if I'm trying to like watch like a recipe. I thought you were laughing at something. Sorry, I didn't shoot you an ugly look. Like, shut up over there. But like, yeah, most of what I listen to on YouTube is like in the background, like just background noise, especially if I'm working.
No,
like I'll just like find some video that's like 45 minutes to an hour long. Just let it play in the background.
No.
I was telling Mary today, I was like, when I look for a recipe on YouTube, if I'm looking for like soul food, I look for a black grandma.
Oh, because she's been doing it for a long time. Yeah.
That's what I look for. Yeah. I'm like scrolling past like all these people like Joshua Wiseman and like all these people. I'm like, where's the black grandma with 20,000 views? That's going to be the best recipe.
That's going to be the best one. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I wouldn't like look for like a young Korean lady to tell me how to make
like pork chops.
Yeah, pork chops.
And pork chops and collard greens.
Yeah. She's not gonna know.
Yeah, she has no idea.
I mean she might, but I'm gonna take the chance on this other person.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably know better.
It's like when I do I tried to find a recipe for sesame chicken.
Right.
I looked for an Oriental person.
Yeah, you don't wanna choose like some guy from like Wisconsin. Or like Minnesota.
Yeah. That did I show you Hoyt's Kitchen?
Nuh-uh.
I came across this YouTube page. It's an old like grandpa and like his wife and they're like just as Southern as can be. Like they're in like, they're like in Alabama somewhere. And he's wearing like overalls in every video, and he's like showing how to make things like the saltine crackers with like oil and red pepper on them. Like these very like basic recipes or whatever. But like he's just like an old man doing it. And it's like his wife is like behind the camera, and like he meanders. Like he like says the same thing a bunch of times. It's very slowly spoken. And like he's like, and while I'm putting this together, she's gonna read a scripture. Like he'll be like, he'll turn like with his back to the camera doing something, and his wife has got like the camera and like a Bible, and she's doing like this, and she's like reading a Bible verse, and like every video is like that. It's called Hoyt's Kitchen. Go check it out. Like if you're interested, it's honestly it's kind of nostalgic.
No,
a little bit, because like it's kind of like that's how our grandparents were when we grew up. But yeah, I was looking for a recipe today for carnitas because I love carnitas.
Yes,
and I picked up a buy one get one free pork butt at Kroger. So I was like, I'll make some carnitas with this. The first recipe that I came across. She's like, okay, cut up your carnitas into these chunks, and then put 10 pounds of lard. She's like, yeah, 10 pounds.
10 pounds.
10 pounds of lard, and like this. It looked like
what the fuck are you gonna cook that at?
It looked like a big wok, like outside on like one of those like propane burners.
No.
And like, she just throws 10 pounds of lard in this thing and melts it down, and then you fry the meat in that.
And I was like, couldn't possibly take 10 pounds of lard.
Well, I've had, cause we both worked at a Mexican restaurant, and I've had the carnitas there, and the way they cook them is they fry them in lard, but it doesn't take 10 pounds.
It just seems like a waste.
I don't even know where you would get 10 pounds of lard. Like, if I go to...
How many things of Crisco is that?
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, like, is it, like, I went to... It's kind of hard to find lard nowadays.
Yeah.
When I went to
Kroger. You'd have to go to Food Depot.
Well, I went to Kroger to get some one time because when I was making pan cubano, for this bread for cubano sandwiches, that recipe called for like a tablespoon of lard.
No.
And like the only lard that I found was like a little thing of it like this.
No.
Probably like a quarter of a pound.
No.
It's like I'd have to buy, what is that, 40 of those? 80 of those, something like that.
Like, you have to go to, like, the right places to find certain things.
Yeah.
Like
a Mexican grocery store, maybe?
Maybe. Like, I know, like, if you go to, like, Food Depot, you can definitely find some lard in Food Depot.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've gone to Food Depot before, and I've found, like, oxtail and, like, fatback.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I wasn't curious
about oxtail.
They have, like, all the shit that, like, no one else carries.
Really?
It's like
chicken feet.
Yeah, like chicken feet, like pickled pig's feet. Yeah. Like, they just have them in jars, just, like, sitting out.
Hmm.
Like, they've got, like, that kind of stuff, and then they have, Hispanic section is, like, a lot larger than, like, something at, like, Publix or something like that. Where it's, like, here's our Hispanic section. It's, like, one can of Goya.
Yeah, Kroger brand tortillas. Kroger brand like, refried beans.
Yeah, like, one can of Rotel.
Yeah. It's, like, ooh, careful, it's spicy.
Need some mayonnaise to put this out.
People were people on Twitter like a couple weeks ago were talking about they had discovered that white people eat banana sandwiches
with mayonnaise. Yeah,
and they were like, people were like, I need to know, are you white people actually eating this? And I was like, oh yeah dude, a banana sandwich with like blue plate mayonnaise is the best. Yeah, I even put a little bit of black pepper on mine.
I remember the first time I did that, Allison was like, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah.
And I was like, it's delicious.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
And I was like, you gotta try some.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not eating that.
You ever eaten a pickle sandwich?
I've never had a pickle sandwich.
Pickle sandwich is pretty good. It's like...
Like bread and butter pickles?
No, like dill pickles.
Like a dill pickle?
Yeah, like it works best if you
slice
use,
it long way?
Yeah, if you use spears and just put like mayonnaise on white bread... It and seems some like pickle spears.
Seems like that would get like real, make the bread real soggy.
You gotta eat it fast. Yeah. You can't let it hang. You can't let it hang around.
Just like taking like squishy bread.
Just like dipping bread in pickle juice. But yeah, dude, a banana sandwich is so good. It's like the perfect. It's like tangy and sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. It is good.
It is good. I do like it. I kind of want one now. Yeah. I can taste it. But like, people were having white people confessions.
Yeah.
Like, what's the whitest thing that you eat? And like, one of my all time favorite things is boiled chicken with a little bit of salt on it.
I don't think I've ever had.
There's
that
just
before.
Something so simply enjoyable about it. It was like, you know, when I cook, I actually cook. I use like spices and things, and I make a variety of different things. But like, you know, if I'm making something for myself, like, I don't want to go all out.
Right.
I might boil a chicken breast and just eat some salt on it.
I don't think I've ever done that before.
Just a plain chicken breast, and I'll drink water with it.
I'd rather just go to the store and get a rotisserie chicken.
Get a whole rotisserie chicken?
Actually, they're not that expensive. They're like $8. I mean,
really? For a whole chicken?
They're a lot more expensive than they used to be.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can do that and just sit there and just eat some of this rotisserie chicken.
You know, I used to like rotisserie chicken when I was younger, but not too long ago. And it was very, like, the skin was, like, slimy.
You've got to get it when it's hot and fresh.
Yeah.
And you've got to, like, get it from a reputable dealer.
Yeah. Like a backyard rotisserie chicken place. A backyard breeder. Like, well, yeah, the one I got, I guess, had been sitting in a little...
No, you don't want that.
The little container steaming for a while. Yeah. That's the same issue you have with fast food.
No.
You know, if you just like...
You better eat it fast.
Yeah, you better eat it fast. But like, if you eat fast food at a fast food restaurant, it's better. But it's like, who's actually sitting down inside of a Taco Bell?
Right.
No one. Right. Nobody that has anything going on in their life.
And so the other day, so I took Autumn. She was... we were coming back from gymnastics, and it was her gymnastics starts at like 6:30 in the evening.
Yeah,
so we don't get done until like 7:30, and it's like, I'm not going home and cooking.
Yeah,
it's
too
not,
late to
it's
get
not
started
going
on
to happen.
That. Yeah,
so I was like, most of the time, like, I'll just take her through a drive through somewhere.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't feel like dealing with it. It's either that or we go home and you can have a bowl of cereal.
Right.
So
they have a bunch of sugar before bed.
Right. So the other night, she's like, "Well, I want to go into McDonald's." It's like, I'm not going to McDonald's.
Yeah.
I won't do it.
Sorry, kid. It's not happening. Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to be here in the first place.
Yeah. Well, have you been to McDonald's to get the steak, egg, and cheese bagel yet?
I haven't yet.
Aaron went and got it. I think you went and got one the same day I went and got
I've
one.
I've had like seven of them. So
it's so good. It was so like, that was like second only to the volcano menu. Was something that I was excited for it to come back. And I didn't even know it was coming back. It was just back one day.
No.
It's like, have you ever seen that Family Guy bit where the McRib came back and they all like ran out the door like and Peter was like, I left you, Meg. None of the past matters. That's kind of how I felt.
I don't think I've ever had a McRib before. I remember in school they had the ribbecue sandwiches.
It's exactly that.
Is it the same
It's exactly
thing?
That, yeah. Okay. It might even be a little worse. Because they also put, like, a fuckload of raw white onion on it.
Ew.
Yeah. I don't know if maybe it was just the one I had.
No.
But it had, like, way too much raw white onion on it. And, like, it wasn't even, like, diced onion.
No.
And it wasn't even sliced onion. It was, like, mangled onion. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, one part of it still had, like, the root where it connects to it. They were just, like they put it in a slap chop, gave it one slap, and stuck it on my fucking sandwich. But the only reason I got one was, like, what's the deal?
Yeah.
Like, what's the deal with the rib? Why does everybody freak out over this stupid thing?
Yeah.
And I went and got it. It was trash. It was absolute trash. Water, as the kids say.
I like the one that they used to give us in school, but I think it's because everything else was so shitty.
Yeah.
I was like... Comparatively to everything else that we have to eat every day,
yeah,
this isn't that bad.
Do you remember?
I mean, it's no Crispito.
No.
But
you know, you can still get Crispitos.
Yeah, you brought this some one time.
Yeah, the gas station just down the street from me has them. When I learned that, it was a tough couple weeks because I couldn't stay away from them. It's so good. But like, yeah, do you remember the Wildcat Burger. I think me and you talked about it the other day.
Wildcat Burger. That must have been something after I was
That
gone.
Might have been after you.
Yeah.
But the Wildcat Burger. Okay, so the school's colors were purple and gold.
No.
Now, everybody think for a minute. If you were going to make a purple and gold Wildcat-themed burger, how would you do it?
I would make the bun purple.
You go for the bun, right?
Yeah.
You go for bun?
I would just say the cheese is gold.
Yeah, right. No, they made a purple hamburger patty. But it wasn't like actually purple. Yeah. It was like tinged purple.
Just like old.
Like, yeah. It was kind of purple if you like.
Yeah.
If you kind of
like a sheen to it.
Yes. It's like the nasty patty from SpongeBob.
It was so gross. I don't know what they were thinking. I think they only did it once.
On top of it.
Yeah. It was like, I think all I can think is they accidentally wound up with some kind of purple hamburgers, and they're like, well, let's just call it a Wildcat Burger and see if the kids will eat it. And they're like watching this on the camera, like, they're really fucking eating it.
They're like, stop them.
They'll eat anything.
was it like back in the day they had, it was like the purple ketchup? Like purple and green ketchup?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was like Heinz ran that for a little bit?
It was called like Swirls or something, wasn't it?
Something like that.
Yeah, it was purple and green. And was there a blue?
Maybe.
I remember we had the green one.
Yeah.
And I remember I was really excited about it because I pestered mom about it.
Yeah.
I was like, please buy the green ketchup. Yeah. Like, it's around the time where I'm constantly asking for like Pokemon cards and like, you know.
Just incessant.
It doesn't stop. And I was like, this is the last thing, I swear to God. If you'll just get me green ketchup, I'll stop bothering you. And she got some, and like, we made like chicken nuggets to eat with it.
Yeah.
And like, my brain was like, oh, this is fun. The ketchup's green. And it was like, the ketchup's green. And it was like, started to gross me out. Yeah. I was like, it tastes like ketchup, but it looks like is slime.
Yeah.
Like, my brain was, like, even as a kid, my brain was like, you shouldn't be eating this.
The best ketchup is the spicy ketchup from Whataburger.
Yeah. Well, you know, that Heinz for a little while was selling, like, a jalapeno ketchup.
That was good, too.
It was like a spicy ketchup. And I feel like I ate too much of that. Like, I just got sick of it.
No.
Because I was like, there's just something about classic ketchup.
No.
No frills, no bells, no whistles.
Well, yeah, it has to be stated that the spicy ketchup from Whataburger is the best with the Whataburger french fries.
Yeah. What's the one in California?
In-N-Out?
In-N-Out, yeah. There was a, again, on Twitter, people were arguing.
Don't say it's not so.
People were arguing on Twitter, I know, about whether or not Whataburger and In-N-Out was better. And there was this one guy who like had like 1,000 likes because he was like, I've never had either, but I hate California, so Whataburger wins. You remember when we went to Whataburger? It was on my bachelor trip. We got Whataburger on the way home.
Yeah.
And we pulled up to the speaker, and they were like, are you ready to order? And we were like, no, we need a second. And the most like soulless, like deadpan delivery, the person goes, take as many water seconds as you need. And like, me and you and Chris all looked at each other like, ugh. That sucks. I would be like, you know, I'm not saying that. You're not going to make me say that. Did you see the picture of the Popeyes worker wearing the biscuit hat?
No. Wearing a biscuit hat.
Yeah. Someone was like, you're not about to pay me minimum wage to stand up under a biscuit all day.
Was it, did I ever tell the story about that time that I was doing DoorDash and I pulled up to that Popeyes?
Oh, you may have, but tell it again. Yeah. Tell it again.
So there for a little bit, I was doing DoorDash just kind of make some extra money on the side.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, was a good way to make money there for a little while.
Yeah, for a little while. So the Popeyes in town there had just opened up, like, it's brand new Popeyes. Mm-hmm. And so I got an order. So the order comes through on your phone, you get the app open, you accept it. It was like a $11 order.
It's a good one.
Pretty good. And so I pull up and it's like me and like three other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I pull up and I'm sitting there and about, I don't know, 15 minutes go by and I haven't moved. And I'm like, well, it's the last one of the night.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
I'll just wait.
And so I finally get pulled up, and it's like 5 minutes before somebody like says anything through the speaker.
Really?
And I was like, hey, I'm here for a DoorDash order. Can somebody like help me out? And they're like, yeah, what's the name? And I give them the name. And they're like, all right, we'll pull up to the window. And so it's like another 30 minutes go by.
Yeah.
And like I finally get pulled up to the window. And nobody's coming to the window. And so I'm sitting there and I look into the window.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, this actually happened. I'm sitting there, I look through the window, and there's like three teens in there. And one is freestyle rapping. And the other one's like beating on the counter. And then the one, like the furthest away from me, is twerking. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And so, like, I'm just sitting there, this deadpan, like, looking at him through
the
window.
Just watching it happen.
Just watching whatever this is. And then the person opens the window, and they go, can I help you? And I was like, yeah, man, I'm here for the DoorDash order. He goes, oh, yeah. And he just, like, takes it from off the counter, hands it to me. He's
just sitting there
on the counter.
Sitting there getting cold.
Yeah.
Having all the heat sucked out of it by a metal counter. It's every Popeyes is that way. They all suck. Every single one of them sucks.
I was like, surely this is not happening.
Yeah.
Like, surely, like, this is some type of, like, prank show that I've gotten on.
The thing that sucks the most about it is, like, Popeyes is really good.
Like, I really like
it's
Popeyes.
Made by people who give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, they have a good formula there. No. It's just you can't get it. One time, it's many years ago, me and my buddy Daniel, shout out to Daniel, we went to Popeyes to pick up dinner, and I just had like I had my phone plugged in, so like it was just shuffling through my music, and one of the songs that I had was My N-Word,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Did that play at a very inopportune time?
It wasn't playing when I pulled up to the window. We pulled up to the window and we waited like a long time. And like the lady, she was like, I am so sorry. But she was like, we accidentally handed your order to the car in front of you. They're like, well, we're going to remake yours real quick. All right. They're like, if you'll just pull over there, yeah, we'll bring it out to you. So me and Daniel are just kind of sitting there in the car. We're both on our phones. And this song had started playing. And no. It's played in my car so many times I don't even pay attention to it anymore.
No.
And when you know it, a black guy comes
up. No, no!
A black guy comes up to deliver the food. And I'm just like, hey, thanks, man. And I go to take it from him. He's giving me this look. this look like, are you serious? And like, he's just kind of standing there looking at me. And I was like, thanks again. Just rolled the window up. And I was like, what was that guy's problem? I didn't realize what was happening until we got to drive away. And Daniel was like, listen to the song that's playing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was like, oh shit. Like,
oh no.
I was like, I can't go back to that Popeyes. Well, we got one more Super Cringe Thursday. This one is another particularly rough one. It's okay. So when I found this one, it's called Anime Club. When I found this one, there was actually two videos called Anime Club.
Oh, there's two of them?
There's two of them. So there's this one that I posted, and then there is another one with, like, these two girls who were, like, doing a skit.
So is this for the same club?
I don't know if it was for the same club or the same school. It's interesting that it happened twice, if that's the case. But this one is, like, this one's very simple. It's this kid who, he needs some stylistic direction. I don't even know. What do you call that haircut? It's like bangs. It's like a bowl cut,
yeah,
but it perfectly frames his face. I thought it's not a good look, whatever it is.
He looks like, wasn't like back in like the early 90s or like the early 1900s when they had like the movies, where it's always like some little British kid that always had that same haircut, where it's like the bangs,
oh, yeah,
and then it'd like swoop underneath their chin.
Yeah, like like the little orphan boy or whatever. Yeah, it was like that. And he's got like some glasses that are you know, like Walmart brand, like wireframe glasses, just not good. And I hate to rag on the guy's appearance so much, but his appearance is a big part of it. Anyway, so he's sitting at a desk, he's writing something or whatever, and the girl comes up and she's like, "Hey, do you want to join the anime club?" And he just looks up and he's got like the squeaky, like preteen, like no. I'm going through puberty voice. And he's like, "Me?" And it's just not good. I mean, like,
my favorite part of that whole the video is she goes, "No, you moron."
What was it he said? He said something. She goes, "No, you moron." I can't remember. I can't remember what it was he said to her.
That's because it caught me off guard. I was like, "Whoa, that was aggressive."
Yeah, like, "Whoa," was surprisingly mean out of nowhere. But it's a real short one. Go and watch it. It's just you'll see what we mean by cringe. It's just pure cringe. The two super cringe Thursdays that we picked this week are very pure cringe. No. Very very pure, undiluted. No. Distilled cringe.
Yeah, just straight like freebase cringe.
One of my biggest fears is that I wind up having an anime kid.
Oh, you don't want that.
The only thing I could take solace in is that he'll have a tight knit group of friends.
Don't.
Because there won't be very many like him. But I mean, I don't know. It's been a long time. It's been a long time since I've been in high school, so I don't know if kids these days are...
Fuck, as long as he's not hanging out with TikTok girl in the car.
Yeah. Ooh.
I'd rather have fucking anime kid.
Okay, yeah, between the two, I'd definitely rather have anime kid than TikTok kid.
Yeah. He'd come in, they're like, "Hey, Dad."
Like, "Oh." You're like, "I wish I never had you." Just like, and then they make a video called, like, with that fucking, like, AI voiceover, "My dad said he didn't want me." It's like that thing where he's, like, recording himself, like, you know, doing that shit. That's another thing I hate, is people who, like, there's, like, a video, it's, like, a video of, like, I don't know, like, a school fight, right? Yeah. Or, like, somebody doing something stupid. And there's this fucking dumbass in the bottom right-hand corner just going,
yeah,
like that. And it's like, what?
Yeah, you haven't added anything.
What are you adding to this video? What are you adding to this? Yeah. There's a lot of, like, precursors to that, too. Like, what's that? There's, like, a Facebook page. Sorry if this is making a ton of noise, everybody. I gotta sit up. There was like a Facebook page. It was an Australian Facebook page where they would kind of do that. Like they would have a video of something happening. Like say somebody falls down at their wedding or whatever. It's like it's just a video like that. But like in the top right hand corner, this like person would just like fade in like a news reporter, and she just like explains what happens in the video, and then fades away. It was like, we're watching the video. Why do you have to come on screen and tell me what's happening? Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Did you ever see any of those?
I don't think I've ever seen any of those before.
I used to see them all the time. It was always an Australian woman. But one of the comments in the video was like making fun of it. It was specifically a wedding video.
Yeah.
And they were like... It was like, what's up with the woman in the corner? And like in the quotes, he was like, "I want to thank everybody for watching this wedding video. This is a big day for me." And like just something like that. It was really funny, whatever it was. But those used to really piss me off. And like even before like those, before you had people who were like inserting themselves into videos, there were reply channels. You remember reply channels on YouTube?
That sounds familiar.
Specifically, it was Reply Girls. There was a... Like a maybe like a year long stretch where on YouTube there would be girls who would make a video, and of course it's just tits in frame.
No, of course.
Right? And they would make a video, and it was like RE colon, like what's a viral video? Nyan Cat.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And it's just some girl, and she spends 10 minutes like talking about Nyan Cat, like just explaining what it is.
No.
And, like, that's the whole video. And they would have millions of views. Millions. Like, tens of millions.
You know for a fact that, like, when people started getting like those many views, that people like working at like Fox and like CNN, they're like, "What the fuck is going on?
What is happening?
What is happening right now?"
They need to go the route that Mexican news channels do with their weather. With their weather ladies. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, the, I don't know if anybody, if y'all have ever seen it, but like, there's always a bunch of videos on YouTube of it. Like, there will be like the news anchors of like a Mexican like news channel. They're like talking about it. And then they'll switch over to like the weather. And it's just this woman just as curvaceous as can possibly be. And like the tightest.
Yeah.
Like, dress.
She's
like,
all tit.
It's all tits and ass.
Yeah, it's all tit.
And she's like completely standing like, like this, like against the green screen. Yeah. So she's just like, she doesn't move. She's just like,
Well, she can't move because she got that tight ass dress on.
It's just, I don't know. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they're not
they
stupid.
They know exactly what they're doing.
They're not stupid. So,
ever since the dawn of time, sex sells.
Yeah.
It's never not, sex is never not going to sell.
No.
It's just the way it is. So I guess it's no different.
I mean, I guess that their thought process is like, would you rather watch like, some boring ass dude in a
some
suit.
Some crusty old man in a suit.
Like point out, like, oh, we have like a low pressure system coming in.
Yeah.
Like, whereas, like, you have this lady with these huge boobs.
You have Claudia.
Yeah. She's like pointing something out.
She's like, it's going to be caliente. There was a, again, I'm sorry, guys. This is knocking around, making a bunch of noise. There was this. You know, one of my favorite things, of course, is like newscasters like fucking up on, on like live TV or whatever. They were running this story about a woman running a marathon.
No,
and they switched over to like the weather guy, I think. And the weather guy like had like a thing he wanted to tag on to the end of that the story about the woman running the marathon, and he was like, "All right, yeah." And she had a great pair of tennis shoes. Like he tried to catch himself.
Ooh.
He definitely, it 100% sounded like he said she had a great pair of titties.
Yeah,
and he was like, "All right, tennis shoes." Like, he's like, I have to say that. I gotta clear the air and say tennis shoes. Everybody needs to know.
Have we ever talked about the baseball guy that made the remark about the home of the gays?
The home of the gays.
In Kansas City.
Uh-uh.
So there was this guy, he was like doing a baseball game. He'd been doing baseball for like a long time, like a color commentator. I think for the Kansas City Royals. And he was from, I don't remember like the specifics of like who this guy was, but he'd been doing like color commentating for like a long time,
right?
And he made a comment on air live.
Oh no!
He's like, "We're in Kansas City, you know, home of the gays." and so like they cut to commercial, and then they come back, and then he like starts apologizing. He's like, I don't know what's going to happen to my career.
Oh, God. Then, on live TV?
Yeah, on live
he's
TV.
Like eulogizing his career already?
And
wow.
Then, like, in the middle of him apologizing, this guy hits a home run.
Yeah.
And he goes, Smith driving line. He's like, says something about the guy hitting the home run.
Yeah.
And he goes, that's out of here. And then he goes, but I'd really like to say that I'm sorry. So, like,
he like casually mentions the home run. Oh, man. That stuff has always cracked me up. I tell you, you know, Mary was asking me the other day. She was like, are you nervous about the live stream? I was like, there's only two things I'm really nervous about.
Yeah.
Like, I'm nervous about whether or not we're going to have technical issues.
Right.
Because there's a lot going on down here.
No.
Like, between, like, we have, like, a lighting system set up and, like, the camera and, like, the interface and all that stuff. I was like, I'm worried about technical issues. I'm also worried I'm going to say a really bad word.
Yeah.
Like, live. It's like, because, like, on, like, regular, like, I try not to say a lot or anything really bad, like on our normal episodes, but I was like, if I do, if one slips, like I can at least edit it out.
Yeah. Mostly it's just the curse words.
Mostly it's just curse words, yeah. But what was the one where the guy was, that black football player was running and,
that was a bad one.
What did he say? He said he's out of his cotton picking mind.
No, that was Russell Westbrook.
Oh.
Yeah. That guy said that. I was like, ugh.
Well, you know what's funny about that? That phrase, cotton picking, like that never occurred to me that that could be racially insensitive, which obviously makes sense how it could be, right?
No.
But like, it never occurred to me. I was like, oh, that's just something people say.
No.
I was like, that's a nothing. No, it's a nothing say.
But when you put it in context, like,
I get it now. It's like, I'll just say our relative.
Yeah.
Went up to somebody at Walmart and said, "I haven't seen you in a coon's age."
Oh. Don't do that.
And I will let the audience piece together what might have been the case there.
No, it's not a good look.
But I mean, like I said, that's just something people said. You know,
no,
I mean, it wasn't said with any
malice.
Oh, she's like, "I haven't seen you in like an N-word's age." Like, that'd be a little bit different. Like, a little bit harder to explain that one away.
I think, kind of regardless, it's like, well, it's sort of like, you know, people try to like judge people based on like previous like sensitivities.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, like before the cultural sensitivity changed.
No.
Right? Like, it's specifically with the N-word, right? Like, how many, like, there was a while there where like people were getting in tons of trouble for saying it 20 years ago.
No.
They were getting canceled, right? Like, they did it to, like, one of the ones they went after hard. They went after Louis C.K. really hard. They went after Howard Stern. They went after Joe Rogan, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Well, you know.
And a lot of times, too, it was kind of like, you know, the context of it was like either, it wasn't them calling somebody the N-word, right? Yeah. It was always like, you know,
them saying the word.
They were quoting something or, you know, they were just saying it in like some other different context.
Yeah.
Right, like I feel like for me personally, is like a big part of it. Two of the most important things to consider are context and intent.
Yeah.
If, you know, within context and the intent was to be hurtful towards someone, then I will judge them for that.
No.
But if they like accidentally said it, or they were quoting someone else, like the fucking Papa John's guy. Remember Papa John's guy?
I remember all the memes that came out. It's like, they will rue the day.
Yeah, he's like, judgment day is coming or something like that. And then didn't he, how many pizzas he said he ate in a day? He was like, I ate 50 pizzas.
Yeah,
he's like,
I ate 50 pizzas. He's like, that's why I know how they, he's like, that's why I know how to adjust the recipe or something.
I remember he was like, I ate 50 pizzas in a single day. And the guy that was interviewing was like, what do you mean, like slices? He was like, pizzas. he tried to hound him on it. He was like, you ate 50 whole pizzas in a day. And he was like, I ate 50 pizzas in a day. Like, he wouldn't specify what he actually meant by that. But yeah, I mean, like, they got him, he got in a ton of trouble.
Yeah, was it? He like lost, he, they kicked him off the board.
Kicked him off the board.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Did he own that company? Was he like the sole proprietor at the beginning? Or was
he maybe at the CEO? Beginning? Maybe at the beginning, and then like it probably dissolved like into like a board of owners or whatever.
Yeah. Probably. Well, I know that like when you go public, like you kind of have to
kind of relinquish control a little bit. Yeah. If I remember correctly, and if we're wrong, write in and let us know. What happened was he was doing like sensitivity training with HR.
Yeah.
And they told him
they held up a cue card to say it.
Yeah, I think it was something like that. I think they told him, like, you know, act as though you're being a racist person.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, blah 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 blah, N-word.
Yeah.
And they were like, and then they moved on. Like, nobody like addressed it in the moment. They like moved on with whatever they were doing. But then they were like, we got him. We have him on audio saying the N-word.
I wonder if it was like one of those deals where it's like he was just like a real piece of shit.
They just didn't like him.
They didn't like him.
We got to get him out of here.
We're going to frame this dude.
He's eating 50 pizzas a day. Yeah. He's killing us.
He's eating our profit.
Did you ever see the video that was like a tour of his house?
Nuh-uh.
They did.
Was it all pizza themed?
No, his house is gaudy as hell.
Really?
He's got like you walk into his front door and he's got like golden columns. Like it's just opulence. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Look what
it's,
I bought with all my pizza money.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Like, you have the videos on YouTube. I'm pretty sure you can find it.
My pizza empire.
Yeah. I mean, he spared no expense on the pizza manor.
Yes.
the Papa John's manor.
The McMansion.
The McMansion. Yeah, I mean, like I said, context and intent has a lot to do with it. And I feel like also, too, like when people, when they really hound on someone who, you know, accidentally said something insensitive, you know what I mean? Or said something insensitive and like kind of like didn't mean it or whatever.
No.
The people that hound on that person, really go after them like that, I see that as way worse than what your target did.
Right.
Like, you are using it as an excuse to hurt a person.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if even if somebody says, you know, if somebody does say the N-word to you or the F-word to you or whatever, the worst that happens is it hurts your feelings.
Right.
You don't lose your job if somebody says it to you. You don't lose your friends. You don't lose your money. You don't wind up in court. But, like, that is what happens to these people when they get hounded like that. They wind up having to pay legal fees, and they lose everything they have.
Well, I think, too, it's like I said, it's like you can't really, like...
Now, if they're being purposefully hateful...
Yeah, well, then that's
Yeah, you reap what you sow.
Yeah, you get what you fucking deserve. Yeah. But, like, especially, like, when you see people, like, judging, like, historical figures based on, like, current sensitivities.
Yeah, historical figures is a big one.
Yeah. Where it's like, I don't understand that because...
Right.
Like, you're really kind of setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah.
Because people are in the future are now going to look back at you.
Yeah, you're setting a precedent.
Yeah. That it's okay. And, like, you might disagree with something that later on in the future, like, that's going to be the normal. Like, the acceptable sensitivity. And so, like, people are going to look at you in the past, and then they're going to judge you.
Like, wow, what a bigot that guy was. And when you were, like, the most... You were, like, the most liberal person that ever walked the face of the earth. They're like, he's a faker. Yeah, they, you know, with the bridge collapse recently, the Francis Key Scott Bridge, or Francis Scott Key.
Is that the one that connects Maryland to Delaware?
I think so.
Yeah, I've been over that bridge before.
Well... You know, they were talking about, like, of course, they're going to rebuild the bridge. They have to. They can't not rebuild it. They're going to rebuild the bridge and everything. But they're like, there's this discussion about renaming the bridge because of his problematic past. Even though I'm pretty sure Francis Scott Key was a black man, wasn't he? I might be wrong about that. I know for a fact he was the guy that wrote the national anthem.
Yeah.
But they were like... They pick the strangest things to attack.
No.
They're remaking the Tomb Raider games.
No.
To be more inclusive.
Oh, okay.
There's an overweight black woman with double amputee bionic legs.
Okay. All right. So, really swinging for the fences, yeah. Huh?
And they were like, oh, we want to remake this because of Tomb Raider's trouble or problematic colonial past. What are you talking about? Isn't there like a... Are there, like, dinosaurs in that game? Like, what are we talking about? Yeah. We're picking the strangest things to attack.
Well, it's sort of like, was it Street Fighter or some other game that... No, it wasn't Street Fighter. It was some other game that was coming out where, like, a bunch of people were pissed off because of the character model that they used for one of the girls, and it was like, this isn't a realistic expectation of what women look like. And it was actually some dude's wife...
I think I know what you're talking about. You're talking about Stellar Blade.
Yes.
So Stellar Blade is a game that's coming out. All I know about it is because people keep bitching about it.
Yeah.
And the main character is like this woman who is like very tall and very skinny, and she has big boobies and a big butt.
Yeah. But her character model.
Well, her character model is a 3D scan of a real person, right? So the whole discussion is, oh, this is an unrealistic beauty standard, like, this can't be reached, like, women don't really look like this, like, that woman looks like that.
Yeah.
That one does, the one, like, they scanned her, that's what she looks like.
It's like, and I don't want to play a video game of some fat, balding guy. I don't want him to look like me.
Yeah, in a dress. struggling to run and jump, he's, like, really out of shape.
The stamina bar just goes down.
Like, it just depletes. You gotta wait a whole day before you can play it again. But yeah, they were mad. They were mad because what it was is they saw an attractive woman and got mad. And then, of course, like the other argument there is, or their argument is, you know, oh, gamers just want to, you know, why don't you just watch porn instead if all you want to do is see an attractive woman? It's like, what? It's like, attractive people exist.
No.
They're real. They're
everybody yeah. likes attractive people.
Why can't attractive people have representation? Right. Doesn't everybody deserve representation? Yeah. Just attractive people are just, fuck them, whatever? Yeah. Like, was it Bill Burr that said, I miss attractive people in ads?
Yeah.
He's right. There's no attractive people in ads anymore.
Well, it's like, I don't think there's ever been somebody that's like, it's like, well, I would like that person, but they're just way too hot.
Yeah, they're way too hot. Yeah. They're too attractive.
Yeah, too attractive for me.
Yeah. You need to dial it back some.
I need somebody like with a club foot.
The club foot and a pig nose. Yeah. So that everybody knows how good of a person I am.
Yeah.
For sacrificing my time on this freak. But yeah, the Stellar Blade thing was funny because, you know, they were also digging it, like, because she has, like, different costumes that she can wear in the game, I guess.
No.
And they were like, oh, these costumes, like, women wouldn't wear this. Like, no one would ever wear this. And it was like, then we find out that the lead costume designer was a woman.
No.
So it was like every point that they tried to make and yada yada and all that, it just kept falling through. So at the end of the day, all they could do was be mad that an attractive person existed in real life and that another person made costumes.
No. I'm not so much, I don't really care so much about that. I more or less would like to see Tekken have Waffle House as one of their...
Oh, yeah, was one of the backgrounds or whatever. It was funny.
Was it the game director reached out on Twitter?
Yeah, well, he was like, why do Americans keep asking me about this? What, you telling him to scoot in some?
I was out of frame. There we go.
About half his head was in frame.
Oh, okay.
I guess I keep scooching over this way.
Well... You came in frame just in time for us to sign off.
There we go.
So we hope that everybody enjoyed. Thank you very much for tuning in to the live show. We'll do more of these in the future. We also, you know, we got a camera. We got a green screen. We got lighting.
I was trying to get the fuck out of here.
So, yeah, like when you're talking to somebody, you're trying to, like, break away. But, yeah, thank you so much, everybody, for joining. So you're watching this live on YouTube. It will be posted as an actual video. I think it'll automatically do
that.
Like once we finish the stream, it'll automatically post. Also, we're going to post the audio of this to Buzzsprout. Mm-hmm. So that will also appear on all the podcast platforms, wherever you happen to be listening and everything like that. So I think that's all I've got to close with. Do you have anything you'd like to say?
Nope, just the usual. Thank you so much for the continued support. We really appreciate it. If we are not somewhere that you prefer to listen to your podcast, let us know. We'll try to get there. I think that maybe in the future, we'll also try to do, if we don't do live, just live events or whatever, we can also still probably like record the podcast session and then still upload it on YouTube.
Yeah.
That might be something that we could do as well.
We got a camera. We might as well use it.
No.
Yeah. Well, all right, everybody, that's the podcast. Thank you. And goodbye.